This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion. The book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move. This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion. The book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move. This isn't a safety manual, it's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion. The book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
In safety, in my opinion, You woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Welcome to the Safety Consultant Podcast. I'm your host, Sheldon Primus. Going to give you guys this week a component of proposals. I mentioned to you to get one of my free proposals if you go to safetyconsultant.ai, and also a mini course on proposals. Going to help you start your business right, and that's what we're going for this week. So far this year, look at that. So today we're going to talk about making it worth the client's time, making it worth their money for your services. And this will also help you with your pricing too. So you need to don't think about a bunch with your hourly rate. I'm going to get you guys focused on not thinking hourly rate. How much is this service going to cost if it's not done? So I want you to get a compelling story as to why this client, potential client, should choose you. So that's what we're going to go over here. I'm going to give you an example of how to do this. So when we come back, that's what we're going to go over.
Sheldon Primus. Welcome to the Safety Consultant Show with Sheldon Primus, where we blend safety smarts with business brilliance and a pinch of Sheldon's signature wit. Whether you're a safety pro, a fresh-faced consultant, or just safety curious, get ready for a show that'll educate, entertain, and elevate your safety game. Let's dive into the art of consulting with your safety sherpa himself, Sheldon Primus.
This episode is powered by Safety FM.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Safety Consultant Podcast. If you haven't noticed, I changed the name from Safety Consultant with Sheldon Primus to Safety Consultant Podcast. Got a brand new logo and everything for 2026. You're killing it. All right, so before you even get started, go to safetyconsultant.ai, and if that doesn't work with for you, then go to safety.contractors. And what you're going to get there is you're going to get the opportunity to download my proposal so you can see what it looks like. And then also you're going to get a mini course. And the mini course you don't have to do right now because you're listening to me, but that's for later. But the proposal will be helpful so you can at least take a look at some of the components, because I'm going to talk about one particular component right now. And I'm going to use the US OSHA as my actual way to navigate to get your worth, prove your worth to a client. It's going to also help you with pricing. But for those of you outside of the OSHA jurisdiction, I know many of you are listening to me all over the world. Thank you for that, and I appreciate you. And you're going to have to find the equivalent for your country. Unfortunately, I don't have the capacity to do this for every single jurisdiction in the world, but I know OSHA. So I'm going to do this activity with OSHA. You're going to follow along. And for your jurisdiction, I want you to just kind of see if you can find the equivalent, all right? So that's my disclaimer for those of you that are outside the U.S. So let's get into it. All right, so you're trying to figure out how to get your first client or get a client, or maybe a new client. I am newly in an area in Washington State, so I'm doing this kind of stuff myself and just trying to get some local clients, right? It makes it a lot easier for me. So here's a mindset. First, you have to figure out what is your service worth, and the best way to think about it is, what's the cost of non-compliance in this context? So, for instance, now what I'm going to teach you here is something that you could do, again, with different industries and those of you in different jurisdictions. You could do the same thing. I'm going to select one hazard, which is trenching and excavation, because I know that one a lot, being in a wastewater field before you even got into doing any other safety. I was one of those guys who had to work in the plant, but we had to take care of our own underground stuff when everything went wrong, being a city and as a special district of the state and another place I worked for. So I've been really familiar with excavation throughout my career. So I'm going to use this as our example. So first, if you're on the OSHA website, OSHA.gov, again, I haven't had to say this in a while, but I am going to say it now. If you're driving, you're listening. You're not looking up anything at stoplights. You're waiting until you get home to look stuff up. Right now, you're just listening. When you're at home, re-listening to this, and those of you that are already at home or at safe place, go to OSHA.gov, and what you want to get to is the enforcement section. So if you were to do OSHA.gov and you hover your mouse over the little blue tab that says OSHA, standards, enforcement, topics, health and resources, and news, you're going to see a little part that has a enforcement section. So you want to actually hit the OSHA enforcement tab, and that enforcement tab is going to get you to a hub page that has many different links to it. You're looking for targeted enforcement, which is going to be on the left side of the page, and underneath that you'll see national emphasis programs. So that's what we're going to start in our example, national emphasis program. Open that, right click and open it into a separate tab, because we're going to go back to this page, because you're also going to want to see the penalties. And so right now you're going to click, and you're probably going to hear me clicking as well, because I'm trying to make sure I see what you're seeing. So and when I scroll down on this enforcement directive page, one of the things that federal OSHA is mandating enforcement is trenching and excavation. So that's why I made it easy to use this topic. So you'll see compliance letter, which is CPL 020161. That's the trenching and excavation compliance letter. So what you're going to do at that point is go to the PDF version. So just click at the PDF version. I want you guys to be ready, because I'm going to lead you to page 3. And I want you to look at the procedures. I'm going to read this. And this is justification for why someone should use your service. Okay. Procedure A is saying, compliance, safety, and health officers. So that equals your COSHAs, right? So compliance, safety, and health officers shall initiate inspections under this NEP whenever there's observed, and they observe an open trench or an open excavation, regardless of whether or not a violation is readily observed. Justification number one, numero uno. So you get this justification. What this is meaning right now is, no matter what, the OSHA compliance officer is told to stop. And they're told to stop to do see any kind of observed excavation. They're going to have to start an inspection. And there's even rules in here that says if they don't have time or whatever, you got to do this, and this, right? They're all stepped out. So that's the first thing that we're looking at. AKA, person who does excavation, you need my services, because OSHA is going to be very likely to stop at your excavation site. So therefore, think about me. All right, that's the conversation that's starting right now. Next thing that we need to figure out is who are these people that are going to end up being somebody that's going to do the excavation service, right? So let's look at that right now. And I'm going to do this in a different way. I'm going to show you guys why I'm doing this. But first, I'm going to do an industry search. And what you're going to do to get to the industry search is you're going to go up to that little blue tab on OSHA's website. And for those of you that are, OSHA does change their website from time to time. So if it's not looking like this, then unfortunately you're listening to this several years after I have done this. How's the future? Are we doing good? Did we finally get those flying cars? Actually, China's got them now. But anyway, not the cars per se, but they look like giant drones. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, what I'm going to ask you to do next is in order for you to figure out your NAICS code, which is North American Industry Classification System code, I want you to go back to that enforcement tab. And when you get to that enforcement tab, what you're going to be looking for is I want you to start looking for, let's see, OSHA enforcement. We're going to look for, they switched this up a little, so I'm going to have to take a little time here. Oh, no, even better. I am changing my mind. We're going to, under help and resources, you're going to see data. We want that page. So we're going to go to that data page and then look up investigation summaries. So click on the tab that says investigation summaries under OSHA inspection data. And then when you get there, do a keyword search for trenching, excavation, something like that. That's what your keyword search is going to say. You're going to do those keywords in the description, abstract, or keyword. One of those three fields is where you want to do this. So again, it's going to be in the description field, in the abstract field, or in the keyword field. Once you get that, then that's going to lead you towards whoever gets cited for this. They're going to have their own NAICS code, and that code is going to be something that you're going to need to use. And where you're going to use that code is you're going to go to census.gov/NAICS. All right, census.gov/NAICS. So once you select that, then that's going to lead you just to make sure that you're going to figure out who are the people in that certain code that you found that is going to lead you to figuring out what code you should be looking up. That's the companies. North American Industrial Classification System code is just the company codes, and those codes are the ones that will tell you these are the people that have been inspected for excavation in our example, and now these are the type of companies I'm going to be looking up for. And how are you going to find these companies? Is you're going to drive around, you see an open excavation, don't stop and talk to the guys, because at that point, you're bugging them, all right? But their vehicles are going to have company names. So you want to make sure you write down the company names as best as you can and safely as you can. Take a picture if you need to. And now go from there, go to LinkedIn. You're going to look up the LinkedIn company. Look for the safety officer there. Look for whoever's in charge of human resource. Look who's VP or whatever, and try to do a connection with them if they're on LinkedIn. If not, then that's okay. Look for their company website and go through the About Us page, and you're going to try to see a good contact from there. So that's how you're finding your clients for these type of services. The next thing that we're going to do after we find people, we're trying to build a justification of why you need our service, okay? That's what we're on. So we got the NAICS code. I told you the OSHA directive, which is a driver. It's going to make people want to do some protection. Now, let's look at the penalties. Remember I told you about the penalties section? For every serious violation right now, and this is about to change because I'm recording this January 10th, 2026. So these numbers are going to be old, like, almost immediately, because the U.S. government updates every January. They'll update these penalties to be fixed for inflation. So this $16,550 per violation for serious other than serious and requirements, that's the max that they're going to charge. Now, that's going to actually change. It's going to go higher for inflation. Failure to abate, meaning you didn't fix things, $16,550. And then willful or repeat, that's $165,000, okay? So willful and repeat violation, that's a big one. So let's say you get the company that you just saw an open excavation, and at this point you're going to go ahead and look to contact this company. You could also look them up in the establishment search. Remember I gave you guys the establishment area, data and statistics. You could do an establishment search, and you can look this company up, see if they have any prior anything. And at this point, you're going to be saying, hey, my service is going to stop you from getting a repeat violation. And again, justification. And it's starting to see dollars, right? You're starting to see dollar figures here. So going back, I'm doing the industry search under the NAICS codes. This is telling you some more data on this. So remember, I told you you're looking up the one NAICS code, and that's going to give you the understanding of who are the companies or type of companies OSHA's going to be citing for this violation. Then when you search for that industry, you could also see some new data under the industry search results. I normally just search for the code under like a 2-year period or something, which is viable because that's within the repeat violation time period. So you don't want to search for a time period over 5 years. So 2 years is a good window. So when you get that search, what you're going to be looking for is break it down into state or offices. So now you're going to see what is the OSHA activity for your state or even your actual area office. That's gonna build urgency, that's a driver. So if you see a lot of activity in your particular topic you're trying to build some urgency on for your potential client, this is gonna help you, because what you're gonna end up seeing is the activity of that compliance area, that region, that area office, it'll be even better. So that's what this search is gonna help you with, that industry search. So then we know the penalty amount, we know the industry amount. We now need to get a good understanding of a couple of things. First thing that we want to get an understanding of is going to be the dollar figure. So you got to select your service. Are you training them? Are you doing a new trenching excavation plan? Are you doing some sort of work to reduce the risk for these workers in this type of activity? Whatever that service is, you're not charging how much you think your hourly rate is. You're charging how much a discount to the OSHA citation would be. And then also you're looking for, if this person or any of these workers gets susceptible to an injury, there's an additional cost. That's the medical cost and all that. So where you're going to go is OSHA.gov/safety pays. And then when you get to that safety page, you're going to look up the type of injury that is likely to happen. So I looked up an injury like a fracture. So let's say something falls and it hits somebody on the head, hits them on the arm or something. It falls into an excavation, probably going to get some sort of fracture. So looking at this data will tell you that one fracture is going to end up costing that company around $60,000 on average. That's not what they're going to pay. That's the indirect cost. Depends on their profit margin. So let's say the company has 10 cents out of every dollar's profit. they're actually going to be working for free for $603,000. So now, if your service is training and you're going to offer a 10-hour OSHA training for construction to this company, which will include the topic of excavation, you're not going to charge them, you know, $20 an hour. That's, you know, one OSHA citation for the excavation is going to be far less than that. Let's see. I'm going to click on one of these companies. Here's a company who had an excavation issue. They got 7 serious violations, which was $91,500 violation dollars. The average violation that I'm looking at on this page is about $12,000 each. And this company looks like they're contesting it. But anyway, $12,000 per violation. And then you're going to pay work for free for $160,000. $603,000. Where did I get that number from? $603,000. So if that's the case, then honestly what you're looking at is you're going to end up telling Deans, you're helping them see that this organization, you're saving them money. All right, so you're saving this organization X amount of dollars, up to $603,000 in injury costs. You're saving them roughly about $12,000 in citation costs, especially when you narrow down to your area. So if you're now proposing actual work, again, you're not thinking how much is a 10-hour class going to cost me, 10 hours of doing the class, 2 hours of paperwork, so 12 hours, my salary is $20 an hour, which, you know, that's fallacy. Most of us are going to at least charge about $100 an hour for consulting work. So even that, $2,200 for the training, however, they're getting a savings, potential savings, of $612,000. So now you could justify charging more. And here's another thing. OSHA has found in their OSHA white paper, you could go to OSHA.gov and do a search for OSHA white paper, that for every dollar spent in safety, you can now expect a return of $3 to $6 back. Put that in your quote so that you could show, hey, I'm charging you $5,500 for this training, and now this training is going to $5,500 times 3 times 6. This is the range that you're going to expect to get a return of your investment. So now you're making it easier for this person to say, hey, this training, this service is a no-brainer. This proposal is awesome. It's showing me the summary of what to expect in my industry for this service. And now you're helping the decision maker say, we need you. We need this guy. We need this girl. We need this team. That's what you're looking for. So I gave you the thought process. It's up to you guys to find your niche. I gave you the one thing that I was looking at was the excavation. I showed you how I worked the OSHA website. That's the price. And go to safetyconsultant.ai and you're going to find my proposal. You're going to have an example. I even gave you guys an example of my bio. Obviously, you're not going to give them my bio. You're going to do your own. And then you're also going to get a mini course on proposal writing. So go to safetyconsultant.ai or safety.contractors. And once you get there, then go ahead and you'll have the ability to download this information. Okay? So gave you a lot to think about. I hope that you guys are going to join me in my Safety Consultant 101 course. And I got that coming. It's a free online event. It's going to be on January 31st. So you just go to safetyconsultant101.com and you'll be able to sign up for that free course. But you guys got a lot to think about. You're okay. You got this. Go get them.
That's a wrap for today's safety show. Remember, safety isn't just about hard hats and caution signs. It's about business smarts, too. Thanks for joining us on the Safety Consultant Show with Sheldon Primus. Until next time, stay safe, stay savvy, and keep consulting like a boss. Go get 'em. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or broadcast are those of the host and its guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within the past hour, only examples. It should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the positions of the company. No part of this podcast or broadcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast or broadcast, Sheldon Primus.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.